Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The contemporary art world largely has been viewed through a white male lens. However, in recent years, a social reckoning in representation has shifted the art world's focus to feature and uplift a new generation of Black gifted artists. This week, a powerful exhibition that's been touring exclusively in the East Coast will make its West Coast debut. The collection is titled Young, Gifted, and Black, which highlights the work of artists of African descent who are exploring identity, politics, and art history. That exhibit debuts in Davis this week at Minetti Schrem Museum of Art. Susie Cantor is Associate Curator and Exhibition Department Head and joins us now. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Vicky.
Well, this is a big moment. What's the backstory behind this exhibit and how did it materialize where it's actually going to be landing in Davis at Minetti Schrem?
That's a great question. The backstory of the exhibition really goes to Bernard Lumpkin, who's the collector behind the exhibition. And, you know, most exhibitions are organized by museums or other institutions, but this is coming from a private collection. And Bernard has been collecting artists of African descent for since about 2009. His father passed away. His father's African American, and he really wanted to connect with his own personal heritage, but also by doing so, as you say, really try to correct the record in a sense of really showing artists that have historically not been represented in museums, in galleries, in art history books, focusing primarily on artists of African descent. So that's sort of where the collection came from. But he's also really interested in education and thinking about the collection as an educational tool. And that's where the exhibition came from. Of course, the collection is, I forget the number, 400 or 500 objects at this point. It's huge.
It's
and he lives with many of them in his home, in his living room, you know, with his children's drawings right next to these really amazing paintings. But he wanted to be able to share that sort of connection with the art and the artists and that connection with social, political topics, and decided to create an exhibition out of it, which is what we have here. He enlisted Matt Wyckoff, who's his collection curator, and Antoine Sargent, who is a writer and curator. And they're all based in New York. As you mentioned, it's been on the East Coast. So Bernard was really looking to travel almost entirely to university and college museums and galleries. And that was really important to him. He's a big collector, well-known in the New York art world, could easily have gone to a number of museums and said, hey, would you like to show my collection? But really wanted to focus on universities and colleges to give that access both to students to see the artwork that they wouldn't normally get to otherwise, but also to give the artists a broader reach. So that was how it all came about. And he reached out to, I think, a number of different places, but we were actually the first of the traveling venues to sign on, in large part because of what I was just talking about. This really aligns with what the museum itself is trying to do by really thinking about artists who have historically not been represented, focusing on contemporary art, emerging artists. So all those things aligned with our own interests. And then, of course, it was supposed to open exactly 2 years ago.
It got pushed back
because of the pandemic. Yeah, you know, this thing happened. I remember early conversations with Bernard where we were like, oh, should we delay the opening by 2 weeks, by a month? And then, of course, with the traveling schedule and our own exhibition schedule, ended up being 2 years later. But I think it has an even greater impact now.
I want to hone in on this collection that you're talking about. Bernard Lumpkin has, you know, 500 pieces. I mean, I can only imagine the challenge of curating and turning that into an exhibit and choosing some and not choosing others. But you're part of a roundtable discussion back in 2020, I believe, with Bernard. And I want to touch upon something that is so really kind of special and poignant about having art in your home. You mentioned he has his children's artwork next to the collection. So let's listen to a brief snippet and then unpack it after.
Long before the limelight, long before the record-setting auction prices, that were Black patrons, right? There were Black collectors, right? Who were using, much like Bernard, their homes as a place to show the work and as a place to display the work so they could display aspects of their culture, aspects of their identity, aspects of their history that you were not seeing in mainstream media, right? And I think that, you know, one of the first sort of spaces that, you know, Black people have quote unquote curated are their living spaces, right? Long before allowed into museums, long before Black artists were allowed into museums. And so I think it's important that we acknowledge, you know, Bernard talked about bell hooks, right? And how bell hooks, you know, in this essay that she wrote talks about the ways in which images, photographs were put into frames and hung, you know, with care and intention on the walls of her home and her grandparents' home in the South, right? And that was the first place that she saw, you know, Black beauty.
And that was Antoine Sargent, an American writer, editor, and curator who was also part of that roundtable. How does this exhibit reflect that strength and beauty seen on the walls of Black households and a reflection of those intimate discussions being held in the household?
That's a great question, and I love that quote or that clip from Antoine, because before I get to your question, just one of the things I think it's really important that he's pointing out is that these artists have been doing this work the whole time. Black collectors and people, you know, outside of the mainstream art world and other worlds have been doing this work the whole time. It's not that it hasn't been. We as a broader society just hadn't acknowledged it. And that's really his point. And then, of course, the way that they were able to support artists or to have the artwork, as Antoine said, and you mentioned, is to show it in the living room, to show it in the home. And I think what you really see in the artwork itself is there's so much of the domestic, of the everyday life in these artworks, in so many different ones. You know, it's interior scenes, it's inside someone's home, it's familial moments. There's so many different really rich scenes of everyday life that I think oftentimes, particularly work by Black artists, has to get put into the political. The work has to be seen as political. It has to be figurative. It has to be political. All these things. But what I think these artists are doing is showing you that it can be political, but it can also be domestic. It can be a lot of different things. It's not monolithic. It's so many different things, and that's sort of some of the intimacy you see in the artworks.
Yeah, and it's long overdue after at least, especially at Minetti Schrem, a 2-year pause. Yes. This will now be debuting to the public and shared with the public tomorrow. Yes. What do you hope people take away from this exhibit?
I hope a lot of things. One is just the power of looking, the power of art. I led a staff training yesterday, and I, you know, just standing there in the space with our student staff, with our other staff, just seeing how people can have different reactions to the same painting, the way that, you know, the artists are using the paint or applying whatever it is there's just so much to see in it. And I think that's really important. And something that Bernard has talked about is this, he called it the revelatory power of art. And it's the using art to understand his place in the world and to have these conversations. And to me, that's why I'm in this field. This is what is so powerful about what we do, is we can use art to help us understand our place in the world. And particularly right now, there's so much going on. I think so many of these works can speak to so many different things. And that's what I really hope people get out of it. And also, it's just really fun seeing people's reactions who just glimpsed in as we've been installing. There's, you know, the four themes that they organize the show around are color, Black, materiality, and portraiture. And don't underestimate color when you come in. There's just so much. It's really vibrant. And I've seen the works for a while now, and I love walking through the galleries and seeing it still.
Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you.
Susie Cantor is an associate curator and exhibition department head for Minetti Schrem Museum of Art at UC Davis. Young, Gifted, and Black will be open to the public for viewing starting tomorrow, July 28th. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and the exhibit at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.